Pri šonkliranju ja, je lahko zelo nevarno, ker ti lahko uč pade žogce.
Jutranji padec. Podaja o cirkusu in vsem ostalem, kar lahko razbije studijsko opremo.
Spoštovano občinstvo. Tokrat se vam ekipa jutranjega padca oglaša iz Pariza, kjer so 14., 15. in 16. marca potekale predstavitve šestih cirkuških del v nastajanju. Random skupine Random, Sanctuaire Sauvage skupine Kolektiv Rafal, Noise Circus skupine Mi smo nismo, Kontra izvajalke Lore Murphy, Surface skupine Familiar Faces in Polystyrene Research izvajalca Andreja Salustrija. Predstavitve so potekale v sklopu programa platforme Circus Next, ki podpira sveže vznikle ustvarjalce in ustvarjalke iz področja sodobnega cirkusa. Cecil Provo, direktorica Circus Nexta, se je pogovarjal Nebojša Kitanović.
Cecil, can you tell us something about Circus Next? What is Circus Next? Why Circus Next exists and what is the mission of Circus Next?
Yeah. So it all started in 2001, so a long time ago now.
18 years.
18 years. The French Minister of Culture, they organized a year of circus. So circus was programmed in very many venues in France, contemporary circus, so that the audience could discover what contemporary circus is. During that year, they decided to set up a project so that young creators, that we call authors in French, could emerge and create their first show and be visible by the what we call the professionals. That means all the co-producers, the venues, the festivals, so that these people could identify these young creators to help them create and then tour their shows. So it started like this, with a call for projects where creators could apply, and a jury that read all these application files and who chose the most singular artists. We say singular in French, it's very much related to something very personal in the creation, to something that is quite unique and creative. So they chose a few of them and they put them here in this nice theater, the Théâtre de la Cité Internationale, from the very beginning, and invited the general public, but also very many French professionals, festivals, venues, who came over to discover these young artists. And it worked so well that it went on and on and on.
Yeah, okay, I have just, it's not a question, it's, maybe a question. So the initiative for this project, it's come from ministry.
Exactly.
It doesn't come from artists that they say, we want this. It was like a possibility and ministry decided, okay, I want to invest money and time to research new artists.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because there is financial help from Ministry of Culture in France that goes to artists who have already created one show, and when they create their second show, so that means they have been already a bit recognized, let's say, then they can ask for public money. And they said, okay, but there's a gap here. Because all these young artists who are creating their first show, they cannot apply for that money, so we need to do something.
Because they don't have the first show at all.
Exactly. So it was really for these young artists, when they want to create their first show, how can we help them emerge, get visibility, so that then they get money and everything. So that it really started from the States, from the Ministry of Culture. And so it went on and it became European after a few years, because more and more artists apply from other countries. Very many artists live in France because we have circus schools.
The best in the Europe.
At least some that are very recognized, yes. And so many artists live in France, but more and more artists who lived abroad in other European countries applied to what was then called Jeune Talent Cirque. It was not called Circus Next then, so it was Young Talents Circus. And it then became Circus Nights because it's a much easier name to pronounce in English.
Yeah, it's like Circus Next.
Exactly.
What is next?
And it's got, exactly, the vision of the artist, the jury is trying to look for are people who we think will be important already now, but also in the coming years.
Yeah.
And that they will, you know, be an inspiration for then younger artists. And it's not a question of age, really. So we dropped the word young, because there are some artists who are performers, interpreters mm-hmm. for others during their whole life, and yeah, then yeah. maybe at 30 or 40, they say, hey, I want to create my own show.
I want to create my own show. So I'm not a professional artist, like, I'm an electrician.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm a little bit in circus, like, more of a...
Cool.
So maybe I can apply for some.
So you can apply, exactly.
No, but really, perhaps yesterday I saw this show with Styropor. I don't know what is the white thing.
Polyester.
Yeah. And I remember also when I was a child, I played a similar
with
the same material. Like when we speak about Who's Next, this is not classical Circus du Soleil with the juggling, with balancing. It's more a mixture of different skills, physics, it's mathematics.
Yeah, all of this. It's really contemporary. It's really made of, very many things, not only pure circus. And we call it in French creation circus or auteur circus, mm-hmm. like there's a auteur cinema, you know.
Yeah.
So that means we're not looking for blockbusters in a way,
but
really for people who are in a research about their own
characters,
their
life,
own
wishes.
Circus disciplines, their own technical skills, their own intentions, political stands, all these things, you know. And we're really looking for these people who are trying to put on stage, through circus but also through other things, their view on society, basically, and widely speaking, in a very unique and personal research.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think, from your point of view, what is the future of the circus in general? You think that this initiative, I can say that Circus Next is one initiative on global level, can really change the future of the circus?
What we observe is that working at the European level, sometimes and more, has an impact on local territories. So we're lucky in France that we have, you know, public policies, public money, and that kind of things. That circus, contemporary circus, is actually officially recognized as an art form. And in very many other countries, it's not the case. So we realized that for some of our partners in their countries, being part of a bigger thing, of a European thing, that's got quite an aura in our little circus sector. Is a leverage on their own territory, politically speaking. Because it shows that, yes, contemporary circus is important. There are artists, creators, who are living from this, that it's an art form in itself, that it's very different from traditional circus. It's something new that is still evolving, that the audience need to know about this, because contemporary circus is very, very diverse. And there are still quite a lot of clichés, you know, about, like, physical stuff and entertainment and that kind of things. So it's important for our partners in the different countries to make politicians or decision makers understand that it's important to support artists and to allow them to show their works to the audience.
Yes.
So it doesn't work like this, obviously.
Yeah, it's a process.
It's a process.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it does have an impact more and more. So, for example, in France, contemporary circus was officially recognized by the Ministry of Culture in 1979. And 10 years ago, it was also recognized in Belgium, for example. So it's you know, it was like 2008, which is very late compared to France. But you see, things are moving forward. like this.
Yes, but also the friends have a really long and deep history about the circus, I think. From my point of view, that we are very happy that one of laureate,
yeah,
I don't know what is the name.
Laureate.
It's one group, Miss Monismo, from Slovenia. And this is very nice experience to have this kind of people, right?
Yeah, we're really happy about that. We have so very many different nationalities this year. It's really great. I mean, from the UK to Spain to Slovenia, Belgium,
Germany.
Yeah, one of the girls is Austrian. So yeah. It's a very nice diversity. And it's nice.
Super.
Yeah.
What is it for you?
It's a very, very hard question.
Give it simple. Is it love? Is it life? Is it fear? Is it passion?
It's all of that. I'm going to tell you a story.
Okay.
I didn't know anything about contemporary circus until I started working. And my first job ever was in a contemporary circus company.
Okay.
And the artist who had created that company, he told me once, well, a theater actor will say, I'm flying. But a circus artist will actually fly.
Mm-hmm.
And he will do everything he can to fly for real. And I really, really like that. That's what I like about contemporary circus. It's the inventivity. There's no limit. And most of these creators are like genuinely looking for, you know, things to make
something happen.
Something irreal, you know, something that is not normal in a way. Circus is not normal because they do things with their bodies or with objects that, you know, regular people like me can't do. But what I like is that they have so much inventivity in their creation process that, everything is summed up in that sentence that he told me. When he said, me, I fly. I do everything I can to fly.
Training. Focus.
Training and researching, you know, so that you really do what you say that you want to do, in a way, and you create
the illusion. And nobody finally asks you how you do.
Exactly, because it's just, okay, he's
it's
fine.
A peer.
Yeah.
No, it's not a peer, it's a lot of
peer.
Okay, thank you in any case.
Well, thank you very much.
Cecily, thank you again. This was director of Circus Nest.
Cecily.
Thank you once again for interview. Ciao.
Thank you very much.
Kako dolgo pa se dejansko pripravljajo na eno točko?
V bistvu koliko? 10 minut?
Ne,
včasih več.
Ne, samo zaradi njegove rame nam ni uspel.
Ja, nima uspel še te točke.
Tako da smo ugotovili, da v bistvu ni zdravo.
Ja, boljše je pol tam eno uro prej pripraviti.
Ker pol veš, da v eni uri je veliko manjša verjetnost, da se kakšna rama spahne.